The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Morning Show at East Coast FM. Joining us now is the Holiday Doctor. Just tripped over one of your cases in the hall there, Joe.
Well, they're getting packed very soon, Declan. I'm telling you, the old...
Where are you off to?
I'm hoping to go to Sharm el-Sheikh, actually, which I've never been to before. Cancelled twice me before, so I'm looking at maybe going down in November. You know, when the temperature's gone very cool here, I want to get away to the sunshine. And yeah, there's a few different ways getting down there and stuff. So it'd be interesting. I'm checking it all out at the moment just to see what can be done and what cannot be done. But apparently it's amazing for scuba divers. A lot of people I know who are Irish scuba divers love going down there. Apparently they're the most amazing corals in the world. So we'll see, Declan. Look, I could end up anywhere. You know me. Pack the bags and wherever people want to send me for the research purposes, I will go.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got to decide on, is it heavy clothing because of the cold or is it... You know.
Don't like the heavy clothing one now. You're really not selling that to me, Declan. You know, that's the cold skitter.
All right. Well, it is Joseph on the Holiday Duck, and we're talking about a place in Turkey. Tell us more.
Yeah, Antalya, we had an email in from a listener there about a week ago. They were looking for options for golfing holidays for in and around sort of now, because a lot of the golfers like to go this time of the year because the temperatures will have dropped in those beautiful destinations you would normally go to. Even when you're going down to Spain and stuff, although I was talking to my friend down in Spain in Estepona yesterday, 27 degrees there at the moment. That's unheard of this time of the year.
October, yeah.
So it well may continue over there. But there's a place which we spoke about before, and the reason is it's a golfer's paradise, is a place called Antalya. You can get direct flights down there. They're still running for, I think, about another 6 weeks, and then the season opens up again then, so the next year. It gets cooler sort of in December time, but still a beautiful resort. So there's a place called Belek, which is about 30-minute transfer. The flight time down for people is about 4 hours down to there. Direct flight down. Outside of when they're not doing the direct flight, you can fly to Istanbul as well with Turkish Airlines. And it's about 30 minutes transfer to the property I stayed in, which is the Kalista Luxurious Resort. We did speak about it before. It's all-inclusive. Stunning beaches right in your doorstep there. And believe it or not, Barack Obama won't stay there for the G. So if it's good enough for Barack Obama... Right. Good enough for Joe Supple. I did stay there myself as well. The great thing about the resort is, like, for families wise as well, if you're looking for that sort of trip away where the kids are looked after all day, you know, special dietary requirements, they have the kids club. Everything is contained within, so the, you know, the resort there. Very, very safe. Lovely, lovely place to go. And again, as I said, situated on the Mediterranean Sea, boasting beautiful, like, botanical gardens, beautiful architecture. And the hotel itself is really decadent. You know, from Versace carpets to Swarovski chandeliers, it really does meet every little requirement for that five-star luxury.
My gosh, you wouldn't leave the place, would you?
You wouldn't. Well, I didn't. I went to the beach every day. You know, you've got a beautiful 4 kilometer beach that you can walk every, literally on the doorstep, and you have your own private area there for the actual resort itself. And again, you know, they have rooms, suites, and they also have villas for families, so you can book these sort of things. But they have a huge array of restaurants there as well, which you can go to. They have 7 swimming pools, a 24/7 indoor pool as well, and from October onwards they heat the pools right up to May, so you have an outdoor pool that you actually can swim in as well. So even if temperatures are a little bit cooler, you still have that nice sort of warm pool that you can swim in there as well.
And what's the difference between, say, Turkey and, I don't know, Spain or Portugal or Italy?
Well, I suppose for me, I mean, I've stayed in some of the Turkish all-inclusive resorts before, and I've sort of gone, yeah, the food is fine, it's nice, some traditional, okay. This place is exceptional for the reason it's like international cuisine. Like, they have an Italian restaurant, so you walk in, it's all decked out like walking into an Italian restaurant here, in the most, you know, beautiful decor, stuff like that. Then they have the a la carte restaurants, and then they have the buffet restaurants, so there's a huge variety. And then you've got the beautiful beach bars as well, you know, so you're on the beach, you go up, or the staff come down to you, and you get your beautiful big bucket of ice with your beers or your bottle of wine, whatever you want, to have your few glasses of wine on there. And as I said, the kids club as well. Also, it's a lot more reasonable as well, because you think about the places we were looking at for Spain, and I'd looked some up. We had a good few emails in from listeners saying, you know, they really want to sort of, you know, push the boat out, spend a few extra bob, but they were coming in so expensive in Spain for that type of resort. So you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck. And again, your flight, it'll get more reasonable as well, especially if you're looking at going summertime. Even look at maybe booking for next year. But the great thing, a lot of people like going down there, especially if you know you're slightly older and you're thinking you don't want that intense heat of, you know, the 40 degrees during the summer. Now's a great time. To, you know, it's around 28 to 30 degrees. Very comfortable. And a lovely breeze there as well, coming in as well.
And the golf, you were saying?
Golfing is huge there in Antalya. Absolutely huge. And there's a huge amount of amazing golf resort around there. And so you can take, pick and choose which ones you want to do. And again, they would have transfer buses that would bring you. You can pre-book all this before you go to your local travel agent to talk about it. Or you can check out Calista Resort as well. You can book directly with them and book your flights. They also have your new a la carte restaurant there called Save R, which looks very nice. I was down there last year. I had a great time down there, but they've opened a few new things as well. As I said, the heated pool with slide open October to May.
Now, do you need a visa for Turkey?
No, that's gone now, which is great.
Is it?
You don't need to pay for it anymore. No, since COVID, they got rid of the visa. It's not a valid. I think, do you have to fill in something? But I know it's free now. You used to pay €10 entry or something like that. That's gone now. Unless they bought it back and I just didn't notice last year. But it definitely went during COVID. They got rid of it altogether. And last time I remember, no, it's perfectly fine. Just in you go. They want tourists to go there, and visas can put people off a little bit, even though it's an automatic visa. It wouldn't be like going to America where you're quizzed and questioned and nearly locked up before they let you in. It's a very different thing. It's just like a visitor visa, but that's gone. You don't need a visa or to pay anything for that as well.
So you might as well be in the EU, like, apart from watch your telephone.
Well, that's exactly, very much so. Yeah. And again, like when I was down there, into the airplane mode, I always say this to people. People still get cut out and they think, you know, it's okay. Cause you need to just switch on to airplane mode and you can use your Wi-Fi. I think everyone does now with the WhatsApp and stuff like that. So yeah, all in all, I'd say it's a beautiful resort definitely to go to. They also have like sort of fast track VIP from literally when you land in the airport, you're brought to a VIP area. So they have everything together that you really would need. And I suppose the great thing is, you know, 30-minute transfer to the property and you're on the most stunning five-star resort, and it's just all about relaxing, taking it easy. I mean, there is amazing evening entertainment as well. There's great singers on there. I remember when I was there, there was a girl singing. I was like, whoa, that's an incredible singer. But like, they have the coffee shops and stuff with the most amazing cakes. I did indulge quite a bit over there, so I had to shut the fridge when I got home after that trip. But as I said, it's definitely worth checking out there. Calista Luxury Resort, and that's in a place called Belek, which you fly into Antalya for. But I love Turkey. And again, maybe if you wanted to go outside when the direct flights are going down, you could look at maybe staying in Istanbul for a couple of days. You know, you've been to Istanbul before, have you?
No, I've never been to Turkey, no.
Oh, wow, okay, right. Well, definitely worth a visit if you're going to do that and you're maybe a couple heading down.
I've never been to Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, Declan.
I know.
You stick with the old Spain and the Costas. Well, I know you've done quite a lot. Italy, you did a great lot of traveling over there.
Spain. Portugal,
yeah. Wow, you definitely need to get down to Greece. I've been to Greece many times and I love it. I mean, the islands have become very expensive down in Greece now because they're becoming hugely popular with the Irish to go there. People are looking outside of the Spanish resorts because even though Spain is the most popular place for the Irish holidaymakers to go to, people are sort of expanding out. You know, the Santorinis are becoming really popular and places like that. And then in Greece, then you have direct flights, you know, Ryanair are running them down, as are Aer Lingus to Athens, and people are getting on the big boats. You know, I went to 25 years ago on my first trip, or 30 years ago probably, and it was the most horrendous boat trip ever. But now they've got the fast boats that get to the island. So you've got the Eos, the Mykonos, different places to go. Yeah. But they've all, again, you know, I think because Spain has become so expensive, people are looking for different resorts.
We're in around the Malaga area and all that, and we took a car, but we had a driver, Aaron, still all driving. And we went down south to Cadiz and to Huelva. And I don't know if you've heard of Huelva. It's not too far from the Portuguese border.
Okay.
Right? And it's a modern town and everybody speaks Spanish and hardly anybody speaks English. And the people who go in and enjoy themselves in the town seem to be Spanish people. It was $2.50 for a glass of generous glass of red wine.
Oh, you see, that's the difference. Yeah, and they are generous. You know, you look at some of the glasses here and everything is done by a measure and you're like, can you give us a little Spanish measure there? But it's great, and that sort of experience is great, especially when you're sort of integrating with where the Spanish people go to, because again, you're going to get the authentic food. I mean, I was in Spain in Salou during the summer, as you know, we covered it. And I just felt all the food tasted very the same. They're all touristy type restaurants. And, you know, you'd have to go off the beaten track. When you go to somewhere like that, you're going to get traditional Spanish. And, of course, the value is just amazing. I was talking to my friends again, Dan Estepona, who went to that beautiful restaurant. They go to for lunch there. Traditional fish, chips, mushy peas, big glass of wine, beer, and dessert for $9.95.
Yeah,
that's the difference in what we're paying here. So.
I don't know, and you know, people who run restaurants and hotels here and all that—they've got so many expenses as well. But
well, that's
at the same time, there's a huge gap. Just on the language thing, we went to my daughter's brought us off to a place northern Spain in the Basque Country.
Oh, okay.
And that was interesting as regards the language, because the first language everybody had was Basque. And
right.
They were speaking that, right? The second language was Spanish.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right.
So the third language eventually was English.
Right. Okay.
So it wasn't like, you know, we go to Malaga or something and it's the first language is Spanish, but then they've got English and German and things like that. In the other parts of Spain, there are. No difficulties.
That's well, there is. And, you know, I was talking to somebody there recently who was away. And again, like that, you know, I know we have technology now with sort of, you know, the Google Translate, Google Speech, which I had to use once. I had an incident in a hotel there recently where part of the roof fell down, the air conditioning fell down. And the engineer came up and he started speaking and he started using it to me. And saying, I've never seen this, so I'm back really quickly. And of course, it speaks back Spanish, what I'm saying to him. And he's like, sort of going, no, 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 I didn't mean anything by him. Going, hold on, mate, listen, I'm going to sort this out now. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we do have those sort of apps and stuff. But it's lovely to go to those traditional Spanish places. You know, even if you go, like you were talking about Malaga there, or you're going to Costa del Sol, you know, you go a little bit inland, there's some beautiful little Spanish villages. You go and have the most incredible meals. And there's nothing like it. You know, it's not like those typical tourist traps and things like that. Where you're getting ripped off completely, you know, for paying a fortune for it. But anyway, if people are thinking about Turkey, it's definitely a destination I love going to. And as I said, maybe stop off in Istanbul, which is just incredible. It's got so much to offer, like 2 days there and maybe do 7 nights down in Antalya. Yeah, just on the beaches and stuff. So.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Joe.
Great stuff.
Take the bags out of the way.
Destruction
at the door.
Sure will.
Heading off to the airport.
Great stuff.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks.
Okay. That is Joe Supple, the Holiday Doctor.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.